For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song to praise. Pressing filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do. Just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go. Don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I've made up my mind. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to
I can't
worship.
Lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am.
I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship you, oh Lord. Come on, lift up those hands and bless his name.
I'm
going
to worship.
I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship.
Ooh, yeah.
My heart is long for
moment with thee. I choose to worship.
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray today that that is your declaration. Amen, that you choose to worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah is the highest praise unto our God. And today I am Pastor Anthony Simmons. Welcome to our midweek service. God is about to move in a mighty way on these airways. I thank God that you tuned in today. There's a special blessing with your name on it. Hallelujah. There's a word from the Lord coming through and from Pastor Rebecca Simmons on today. So go ahead and text somebody and allow the clarion call to be sent out today that there's a word on these airways for you, amen, in your situation. The word of God is so awesome. Hallelujah. Blessed is a man, a woman who fears the Lord, who finds greatness and delight in his command. His children are mighty and generations to come are blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and those who are generous, good things will happen to him. So Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I just thank God for the word of God that keeps us on the Lord's side today. So get your hearts and your ears ready to hear the word, amen, today that's going to come forth in the name of Jesus. I get excited about the gospel. I get excited about the word of God penetrating my spirit, man. Amen. Because it's amazing what happens in Psalm 34. David said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us from them all. So you got to realize that as you hear this word today, you might be going through a real trial. But this word, amen, is going to edify you and encourage you and exhort you today as the teaching and preaching comes forth. Allow your heart to be ministered to. Amen. So we're going to have another praise and worship song. And the next voice you're going to hear following that will be that of Pastor Rebecca Simmons, bringing forth the word of God. Amen. So get your spirit and your hearts ready as we go forward with this midday service. I thank God for you, and we pray for you continuously in the name of Jesus.
All of my heart, and
I will praise you
with all of my strength, and I long to worship.
I worship, God. I will give you all my praise. Hallelujah. You alone, oh God, are worthy. You alone are worthy of my worship. You alone are worthy of our praise, God. We came to worship you. We came to magnify your name, oh God. We came to give you the glory on this lunchtime hour. We came to give you the honor. We came to give you the praise, oh God. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. You are worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. There's none like you. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because you're worthy, God. And we just love you so much. Oh, God, we love you. Does anybody love Jesus today? I love him so much. I just love him. I can't stop praising his name. I can't stop thanking him. I can't stop worshiping him. I love him so much. I love him. My soul rejoices when I think about the Lord, when I think about his goodness, when I think about his mercy, when I think about all he has done for me. I love him. I praise him today. I worship him today. And I just thank God for the spirit of worship. Hallelujah. For the spirit of worship on today. God truly is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Don't let nobody stop your praise. Don't let nobody stop your worship. You can worship God right where you are. You can praise him right where you are. You can praise him all by yourself. You can give God a shout in your car. You can shout in the supermarket. For those of you who took us to lunch with you and you're shopping in the supermarket, you can shout at your desk, but don't get fired. Amen. Hallelujah. God does everything decently and in order. Amen. But we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor just because of who he is. We serve a real God, and he's the right on time God, and there's none like him. There's nobody or nothing else that is worthy of your praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons, and I thank God for you. Amen. Pastor Anthony and I welcome you with the along with the New Creation Christian Ministries family. We welcome you to our online campus, to our lunchtime service on today by way of the internet. Amen. Hallelujah. By way of audio, we just thank God for technology and the ability to come to speak a word of encouragement, to speak a word of exhortation, and to speak a word of edification into your life on today. We just thank God for giving us the heart and the desire and the ability to come. Amen. It's not us. We take no glory. We take no credit. But the Lord has given us the directive to come. Amen. And do this lunchtime service every Wednesday. So every Wednesday you can set your clock at 12 noon unless we're out of town or we have a meeting out of the office. But every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we are here for the lunchtime service. Well, let us go into the Word. Grab your Bibles. Amen. Grab your Bible and turn with me to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 50. Genesis chapter 50. I'm going to read 10 verses of scripture, and then we're going to see what the Lord has to say to us. Amen. Genesis chapter 50. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's just so awesome. Lord, I love you, and I praise you today. Hallelujah. I worship your name. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 50, verse 15, and it reads, "And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, 'Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him.' And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, 'Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father.' And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brothers also went and fell down before his face. And they said, 'Behold, we be thy servants.' And Joseph said unto them, 'Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive.'" My, my, my. Verse 21. "Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation, the children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he spoke and swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. God, we thank you for this noonday service. Lord, we thank you for Pastor Anthony. We thank you, Lord, for the New Creation Christian Ministry Church family. We thank you for those who have come to visit with us on today to hear your word. We thank you for those who are tuned in on today, God, and those who are listening to the archives. And Lord, I thank you for giving me, Father God, the unction to speak your word and to declare what you are saying to your people for this season. So, God, I ask that you use me, your woman servant, for your glory. Speak, Lord, into the hearts of your people. Give us a right now rhema word. Father God, give us something that we can use. Encourage the hearts of those who are listening. I ask that you would save souls, change lives, and set the captives free, oh God. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you take your notes, and even as you sit there listening to the sound of my voice on today, I need you to declare this one thing. I want you to declare. I want you to declare, this is bigger than me. My, this is bigger than me. My, as I lay on my bed and I meditate and ask the Lord what he would have me to say to you today, God began to speak to me about handling opposition. And what we have to realize in life, what you have to realize in life, and what I have to realize is that opposition is a sure thing, and it will surely come as you have set your mind and made up your mind to be about our Father's business. As we are on the battlefield and as we are on out here laboring for kingdom and laboring for the Lord, and as you have said in your heart to serve God and to do what's right and to help other people and to reach out to the hurting and to tell your testimony and to preach the gospel to the Lord, as you have made up your mind that on Christ the solid rock you stand, or of the ground is sinking sand, as you have made up your mind to obey God, and as for you and your house, that you will serve the Lord, as you have determined in your heart to walk by faith and not by sight, I can guarantee you of a certainty that opposition has come your way. The opposition has come your way, that the enemies have come out of hiding, that your enemies have come out of hiding, and that the naysayers are hot on your tracks, on your trail, and that there are people that are shooting arrows of hatred your way, and people are setting up snares and traps to try to stop you from moving forward to do what God has called you to do. And I'm here to tell you today that this thing is bigger than you. That's why I had you declare at the beginning of my message that this is bigger than me. This is bigger than you, and is really not about you, and it's really not about your personal agenda, but it's about kingdom. It's about God's plan for your life to prosper you and not to harm you. It's about God's agenda to advance his kingdom and to use you for his glory. The Bible tells us that God has set good works out in advance for you to do. Before you knew you would be saved, God already had written down his plan for your life, and he already had written down what he had for you to do, and he already had ordained it. And God's been ordering your steps throughout your life up until this point to get you to this place so that you can hear me tell you today that this is bigger than you, that what you're going through on today is more than about you, is more than about how beautiful you are, how anointed you are, is more than about how powerful you are, how many books you've written or how many CDs you have cut. It's more than about whether or not you get that promotion on the job or whether you've been downsized or laid off even. It's more than about the people that are coming against you, but this is about the plan that God has for his people, amen, hallelujah, for his kingdom, for his children, that God has a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope for our future, and this includes all of those who will call on the name of Jesus, including you and including me, and because of that plan, there's a war that started in the Garden of Eden, even before you and I were born, and that plan is under attack, amen. The plan of God is under attack by the devil. The plan of God is under attack by the devil, who does not want God's plan to come to fruition in your life. So what you're going through as far as opposition is bigger than you, and you have to know how to handle opposition. Here Joseph is talking in the scripture, Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 25 in your hearing, and Joseph is talking to his brother, his brothers, the same brothers that threw him into a pit when Joseph was given the dream so many years before this occurrence. He was given a dream by God, and he dreamed the dream. Two nights he dreamed the dream, and he came and he told his brothers and he told his father and his mother his dream, and his brothers looked at him and they despised him because of his dream, and they said, what do you mean to tell us that you're going to rule over us and we're going to bow down before you? And Joseph didn't say all of that. Joseph just told them what God had shown him, and they interpreted the dream, and they saw greatness in Joseph, and they began to hate on Joseph to the point where, because Joseph already had favor on his life from his father, because his father loved him. As a matter of fact, Joseph's father loved him more than he loved his other sons, because Joseph was from the wife that Jacob loved, and Joseph was his son in his older age, and Joseph was favored by his father, and his father gave him a coat of many colors, and his father made no secret about the fact that he loved Joseph, and not only that, but Joseph began to become a snitch, and he was a daddy's boy, and Joseph began to bring back a report to his father about his brothers, and when his brothers did wrong, Joseph went and told his father, and his brothers despised him because he was favored. His brothers despised him because he was blessed. His brothers despised him because he was a daddy's boy. And his brothers despised him because he was one to go back to his father. He didn't have many arguments and fights with his brothers. The Bible doesn't talk about it if he did, but he would go back to his father and tell his father on his brothers. And his brothers despised him so much that they wanted to kill him. And, you know, and as we look at the life of Joseph, I know that, I don't know about you, but I can see myself here, you know, being blessed and highly favored, you know, and I can see you, you know, this line, you look at everything that happened in Joseph's life and begin to identify the fact that you, like Joseph, are blessed and highly favored. And you, like Joseph, God doesn't mind showing the world that he favors you. And God is pouring out his blessing upon your lives in a tangible way that people can see. With their own eyes, that God is blessing you, and God is just favoring you. My God, favor is all over your life, and God has given you some dreams, and he's giving you some visions, my God, of grandeur, and he's shown you where he is taking you, and not only that, But instead of fighting and arguing with your brethren, you are wanting to go to our Father in prayer and begin to talk to our Father about our brother and about our sisters and how they're treating you, my God. And because of that, and because of what God has in store for you, because of God's blessings and favor upon your lives, sometimes people just can't handle you, and people don't like you, and you know, and people will let the devil use them to come against you, to oppose you, to come up in opposition to you. And I said it, yeah, it's not the people so much. It's not that it was Joseph's brothers, but they allowed the devil to use them, my God, to come against Joseph. But what they did not realize is that the devil was using them for God's glory. My. That's why you got to know how to handle opposition. That's why you can't get bent out of shape when people come against you. That's why it's no use in having a pity party just because she said something against you or he did something wrong to you. You got to put things up. The first thing that you got to do is you got to be able to see. You have to be able to see my sister. You have to be able to see my brother and discern what's really going on here. What's really going on? Why do they hate you for real? Why are they coming against you? Why are they putting daggers in your back? Why are people talking about you like a dog? Why are so many people opposing you? You have to be able to discern the big picture. You got to see what's really going on. What's the reason that all of this stuff is happening in your life? Why so much hell breaking loose in your life? Why don't nobody like you? You know, the Bible, you know, one thing I want you to understand is that the Bible says that it's not a good thing when everybody speaks good of you. It's not a good thing when everybody's patting you on your back and talking about how much they love you. You know, you have to realize that this thing is bigger than you. When you stand for God, a lot of people are not going to like you. I'm just here to tell you. People are going to come against you. When you stand for righteousness, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're going to have some enemies, my God. People are going to come against you and speak against you, and they're going to try to tear you down. But keep in mind that this is all in line with God's word. You know, they didn't like Jesus either. And you got to see where the attack is coming from, discern and put things in the proper perspective. Who's coming against you, and what is their walk like with the Lord? And are they Pharisees and Sadducees? You know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees are those religious fanatical people who they say all the right things. They say, Lord, Lord, with their mouths, but their hearts are far from God. And they want to put you in the legalistic box, and they want to tell you what you can't do and what you shouldn't do. And they want to come against the plan of God in your life. And they want to be a stumbling block for you while they're pretending to cross every T and dot every I, but really they don't really have a relationship with God. Because if they had a relationship with God, instead of trying to tear you down, they'd be trying to build you up. If they had a relationship with God, instead of trying to remove the speck of dust from your eye, they would be trying to take the 2x4 out of their eye. If they really were walking right with God, they wouldn't be trying to hate on you and try to destroy you. But these were the Pharisees and the Sadducees that came against Jesus and tried to destroy Jesus. And God says, put things in a proper perspective, my daughter. Put things into the proper perspective, my son, and see where the attack is coming from and discern who's coming against you. And sometimes the person that's coming against you is hurting. Sometimes the person that's coming against you is like Joseph's brother. They're jealous. Joseph's dad kind of instigated this whole matter because you're never supposed to show favoritism to your kids. And even though we all have favor with God, God does a favor one over another because he's no respecter a person. And we have to be careful as parents that we don't make our kids hate each other because we favor one over the other. Pastor Anthony preached about it last week when he talked about Rebecca and her husband Isaac, and how Rebecca loved Jacob and Isaac loved Esau more. Amen. And these brothers had sibling rivalry between each other. Amen. So what we have to realize is that the attack comes, but discern where it's coming from and discern why it's coming and discern who is coming against you. That person might be hurting people hurt people. That person might be hating people hurt people. That person might be confused. That person might have been hurt so many times in the past. Discern where it's coming from and try not to take it personally. See that this is bigger than you. It's bigger than you. Amen. This is about kingdom. It's not about just tearing you down. It's part of it. That's part of it, because the devil knows if he can stop you, then he can postpone the plan of God. Now, he can't cancel out the plan of God, because God's plan will prevail, my God. Whether God uses you or he uses somebody else, God's going to have the last say. So, but you have to be determined that you're going to let God have his way in your life, and you're not going to let those who are coming against you, you're not going to let opposition, you're not going to let the devil stop you, my God, from doing what God has called you to do. You got to be sick and tired of folk, and you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired, but you still got to walk in love. Amen. And that's my second point, that you got to release the pain of the experience. You know, it hurts. Joseph was hurt that his brothers threw him in that pit. He was hurt that they conspired to kill him. He was hurt that they sold him off into slavery to his own cousins, Ishmael's children, the Ishmaelites. My God. He was hurt when he was sold into Potiphar's house. He was hurt when Potiphar's wife, my God, accused him of rape because he wouldn't go to bed with her, because he wouldn't have sex with her. Joseph was hurt when he was thrown into prison by Potiphar after he was loyal, my God. He was loyal to this man, and he was still thrown into prison, but he was hurt, and then he was forgotten about by the baker and by the butler, my God, after he told them the interpretation of their dreams, and the man was reinstated into his position and still forgot about Joseph. Joseph said, when you get out of here, one of them died, but he told the other one, when you get out of here, don't forget me. And, you know, we get hurt by folk forgetting us after we pour out and after we do so much in their lives, and people walk away from you after you've been nothing but good to them. And people not only walk away from you, but they got to walk away. They got to stab you in the back or stab you in your heart. They got to hurt you, go for the jugular, try to, again, turn you down when you've helped them and you spent money to help them and you spent time and you poured out of your oil out of your own alabaster box, out of your own personal anointing to help somebody else, and they walk away from you and they're ungrateful and they just leave you hanging. My God, my God, my God. And you want to say, my God, you want to curse almost. makes you want to holler, my God. Makes you want to retaliate, but that's what pain does. That's why you have to release the pain from that experience. You got to release the pain from that experience, because as long as you hold on to the pain, that pain is going to hold on to you. You got to realize, hey, this you got to begin to talk to yourself. You got to say, you know what, this thing is bigger than me. You know, I'm taking it personal right now, and it hurts. You know, when you're dealing with that pain, when you're experiencing the pain of betrayal and the pain of rejection, and when you're dealing with the pain of being broken, my God, that pain is very personal, because you feel it and it hurts. Amen. But you got to say, you know what? this is bigger than me, and I'm not going to carry this. I can't. You got to hold up your hands and say, you know what, I can't carry this. I'm giving this, I'm putting this back in the proper place. I'm putting this back with the Lord. I'm casting my care on Jesus. I'm casting my care on God because God cares for me. These people might not care about you, but you got to know that God, if nobody else cares about you, if nobody else, you might feel like nobody loves me, nobody's supporting me, nobody cares about me. And if you feel that way, you got to know this, God cares about you. And you got to tell yourself, you know what, God cares about me. God loves me. God is with me. If God be for me, my God. You have to say, you got to do some self-talk, church. And you got to say, if God be for me, that's more than the whole world against me. And I'm not going out like that. I'm not going to let hate in my heart take me down. I'm not going to let hate in my heart keep hurting me. I'm going to release the pain from this experience. And the way that we do that is we got to forgive. You know what? God knows the plans he has for you. That's why he commanded us to forgive. I'm going to forgive. You know what? They hurt me, but I'm letting it go. I'm releasing this thing. I forgive them. You don't even have to call them. Listen, you don't have to call them up on the phone. You don't have to get with them and have a meeting. You don't have to look them in square smack in the eye and say, I forgive you. Forgive you. All you have to do is sit where you are, sit in your car, sit in your house, sit, walk away from them in the sanctuary, and sit where you are right now and say, you know what, I forgive that person. I release the pain from that experience. I'm not carrying this into my tomorrow. It did enough damage to me today. And I'm going to process that. I'm processing these emotions, and now I'm letting it go. I'm forgiving. And you make up your mind, and you say, you know what, I'm releasing the pain from this experience. And that's what Joseph did. Joseph said to them, you know, when they came to Joseph, they were scared after Joseph's father died. And they said, Joseph's going to retaliate. And listen, let me tell you something. Don't go trying to get back at folk. Retaliation is not Christian. That's not what we do. We don't retaliate. We don't go and pray and say, God, you get them. I know David did. David said, Lord, deal with my enemies. But vengeance is already God's. If people have enough nerve, enough guts to mess with you, a child of God, then you know what? God's going to deal with them. God's going to deal with them. And you got to say, you know what? I'm not going to let this thing take me out. I'm releasing. I'm not going to retaliate. I'm going to release it. Say, I'm not going to retaliate. I'm going to release. Don't retaliate. Release. Release that thing. Let it go. Give it to God. God can handle it better than you can. Amen. Hallelujah. And Joseph said that. He said, you know what? Am I in the place of God? He asked his brothers. They were scared. They said, Joseph's going to retaliate. He's going to get us, but let's go lie to him and tell him that our father told him to forgive us, you know. And Joseph said, you know what? Am I in the place of God? That was the first thing he said. In other words, he was telling them, vengeance is not mine. It's the Lord. I'm not in the place of God. That's not my business, which, you know, that's between you and God. But I'm telling you right now, he said, I'm not holding no evil in my heart against you. He said, you thought evil against me, huh? He said, but God meant it for my good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. In other words, Joseph was saying, listen, my brothers. He was like, he's saying, listen, you guys, you did me wrong. You did me wrong. You were wrong. You were just stone cold wrong the way you treated me. He said, but I'm not going to hold that against you. I'm going to let God deal with you if God's going to deal with you. But he may give you grace. But Joseph would say, I'm forgiving you. He said, because guess what? This is bigger than me. He said, the evil that you thought against me, the evil that you did against me, he said, God already turned that thing around for good. My God, he already turned it to good to bring it to pass. To bring what to pass? To save much people alive. It's bigger than you. Listen, when people try to come against your anointing, when people try to cut down your ministry, when people try to destroy you, when people try to drag you through the dirt, listen, you got to realize it's bigger than you because God has a great plan for your life. He has a plan, my God, to prosper you. He has a plan for you to prosper. He has a plan for you, my God, to have a great testimony, a praise on your lips about how how great he is, my God. He has a plan for you to go forth, my God, and evangelize, my God. He has a plan for you. That's why he's giving you he's giving you power, my God, to be his witness, my God. He's giving you the power to stand up under persecution, my God, so that people can look on your life and come to salvation through Christ and give God the glory because you stood as a Christian, because you didn't strike back, because you turned the other cheek, because you didn't retaliate, because you walked in love, because you continued to hold up the bloodstained banner, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, because you decided to stand on a solid rock of Jesus Christ, because you were born again, because you're walking in victory. Now these people are looking at you and they're saying, I want what you have. My God, how could you still love us after what we did to you? My God, people are looking at you, and they're looking on your life, and they will bow down. I'm telling you, people will bow down and say, what must I do to be saved for real? Now, what must I do to be saved for real? And you got to know that's the plan to save much people alive. Joseph had to keep going. He had to keep going. Joseph did not give up in the pit. He did not give up in the palace. He did not give up in the prison. He did not give up as he was governor of Egypt. If none of this had happened, he would never have been governor of Egypt. You hear me? If none of the stuff that happened in your life had happened, you would not have the anointing that you have on your life right now. You would not be where you are right now if some of the stuff that happened in your life had not happened. So go ahead and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God the praise because God knows the way that you take. And you got to release the pain from that experience. And how you do it is through forgiveness. And finally, you got to embrace the bigger purpose. You got to embrace the greater purpose. It's bigger than you. It's a bigger purpose. It's a greater purpose. It's a more prevalent purpose. Amen. You got to know, look, the devil will do whatever he can to stop you. The devil will pull out all stakes to stop you from glorifying God. What did he say to Jesus? Worship me. The devil wants you to come back to worship him. You are the biggest traitor. When you became a Christian, you became the biggest traitor in the eyes of the enemy because the devil sees that you broke camp. You broke camp. You broke camp. You were on his side. And now you're on the side of the Lord, the same God who threw him out of heaven. How dare you? How dare you give God the glory? The devil says God, he wanted to be God, and he was God in your life. He was God in my life for so many years. But see, now the devil is defeated. The devil is already defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you and I know that the devil had no good thing in mind for us. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He had no good thing in mind for you. Don't you dare think about going back over to the enemy's camp. The only way we go to his camp is to take back what he stole from us, to take back our children, to take back our praise, and to take back our purpose. We go to take back, my God, hallelujah, our stuff, our houses, and our cars. Take back what the devil stole. That's the only reason we go, to take back what he stole, to take back my God, our family members who are still perishing, my God, and going to hell. We go to take back what the devil stole. So I'm here to tell you today, I just came to tell you that this is bigger than you. The opposition, how do you handle opposition? You discern that this is why it's happening and who is coming through and what the bigger picture is that God has, the reason that this is happening. And then you release the pain of that experience, and then you embrace the bigger purpose and say, as for me and my house, we're still going to serve the Lord. We're still going to give God the praise. Hallelujah. We're still going to give God the glory. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I'm declaring war today against the devil. Hallelujah. I declare war. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back my joy today. I'm taking back my praise. I'm taking back my purpose. I'm taking back my power. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. Hallelujah. I might be down right now, but I'm not out. You got to declare, this is bigger than me. Somebody needs to declare, I might be down, but I'm getting up. You might have knocked me down, down, but I'm getting up again. I'm coming out fighting. I got my spiritual dukes up, and I'm coming out fighting. You should have never messed with me. You got to tell the devil, you should have never messed with me, because God is getting the glory. Hallelujah. Joseph knew, and that's what he said. Joseph said, you know what? God's surely going to come. He's surely going to come, and he's going to deliver y'all out of this place. And when he comes to take my bones up out of here, don't leave my bones here. Take my bones up out of here. Hallelujah. Somebody got to declare, God's surely going to come. You know, I'm leaving a legacy. Huh? It's bigger than you. You got to even begin to think about your legacy. I'm leaving a legacy. I'm leaving a legacy with my children. My children are going to walk with the Lord. My children are going to do great things on this earth. My children are going to heaven. I'm leaving a legacy. My children are going to preach this gospel. My children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. See, God's whole purpose was for the people of Israel, to walk with him, that he would be their God, and they would be his people. My God, and no weapon formed against them will prosper. God still has a great plan. He still has land for you. He still has prosperity for you. He still has victory for you. And you have to make up your mind that you're going to walk in that. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So declare today that this is bigger than me. And God shall get the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for those who came today, those who were tuned in today, and those who received your word today. And God, we just ask, Father God, that you will touch each and every one of them, Lord. Let them know that they already have the victory and that this is bigger than them, God. Lord, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I declare victory over every single life, for every single person that listens to this word on today, God, even going forth, that they will be able to handle the opposition, God, knowing that your plan for them is great, oh God, and that you, Father God, greater is them, greater are you on the inside of them than the devil who is in this world. So, Lord, we just thank you for total victory on today. We thank you for total prosperity in the lives of your people. We thank you, Lord, that you, oh God, are getting the glory. In Jesus' name, I give each and every person listening to this word, I give each and every person listening to the archives, I give each and every person to you on today, God, knowing, Lord, that you have great things in store for them, and that they, Father God, know today that your plan, and even the opposition to your plan, is greater and bigger than them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know if Pastor Emily was still with us. Amen, honey, but if you're still there, you can go ahead now. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a powerful word from the Lord on today. I thank God for that word, Pastor. The life of Joseph, amen, is just so awesome. You said Joseph forgave his brothers.
Yeah.
They thought he was going to do like a James Brown, the big payback.
Mm.
But
yeah.
He didn't want revenge. He said, what you meant for evil, God always had good in mind.
Yes.
It might be somebody who tuned in today who have not totally forgiven, whether it's a old offense or something recent. Because you said it, when you want to do a work for God, trust me, the people that you don't think would dare come against you, though those who you think would be for you and those who you thought would be there throughout the duration of whatever you're doing for the kingdom, and it did not turn out that way. And that's what happened, Pastor Rebecca. It's so powerful that you ministered to us today to say that even those close to you, these were his brothers, his biological brothers, and they threw him in a pit, and a few of them even wanted to kill him. But he knew the power of forgiveness. Glory be to God.
Mm.
He knew the power of forgiveness. And he exemplified that, you know, when you was preaching, I thought about how he even forgave the butcher and the baker?
Yeah, the butcher.
I don't know which one that did not tell the king or Pharaoh to help him once they got out, but he even forgave them, and they didn't keep their word that they were putting a good word on his behalf.
Yeah.
So we got to get to the place where we practice forgiveness, And if you're having trouble in that area today, you can press 1. You can call in and say, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, will y'all just pray for me? I have this still heaviness in my heart over what someone did to me a long time ago or even recent. You talked about church hurt. You talked about so many things during this word. And before we take an offering and close out today, if you need prayer, we got a few minutes, and we'll take time to pray for you before we close out this midweek service. But the word was adequate.
Amen.
You ministered
Amen.
The word, and I believe God got the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I'm just going to pray for those who need to release right now because we don't Amen. I know who needs it, but if you need it, we're just going to cover you in prayer right now. Father, I thank you for that one right now. Father God, who is grappling, Father God, trying to forgive. And Lord, I just ask, Father God, that you would touch her, that you would touch him right now, God, and help them, oh God, to forgive those who have hurt them in the past. Lord, sometimes we need to go all the way back, Lord. So Lord, even now, Lord, I go, Father God, into the spiritual realms, even into their childhood and coming up into teenage years and coming up into adulthood and even in the church, oh God, hallelujah, to all the past offenses that they have incurred, oh God, even during the walk of during their lives, whether it's been through their sisters, their brothers, their parents, oh God, that babysitter or that teacher, oh God, or even that preacher, that pastor, or somebody in the church, God. Lord, and I ask, Father God, that you right now, Father God, give them the power to release the pain from that experience. So, Lord, I just thank you right now that it's already done, that you're touching my sister, that you're touching my brother. Lay your hands on them right now, God. Hallelujah. And I just thank you for the anointing that's flowing through these airways, oh God. Even now, Father God, as we are praying that they are releasing, even through the tears, that they are releasing those who have hurt them in the past. So Lord, I just thank you. And Lord, you said that we pray anything according to your will, and we pray in faith, we can believe that it's already done. So, God, we believe it already does, and we declare it. I declare it over the lives of your people that the pain of the stronghold, the pain has been broken in their life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We do have a hand raised. Sister Tina, your hand is raised. Did you have something specific that you needed or need a prayer for?
No, Pastor, you actually, I was just pressing on to have the prayer, so you prayed already, and I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, even for this woman of God, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, even as she, Father God, came to the altar, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. For what you're doing in her life. We just ask that you continue, Father God, to hold her up, continue to bless her, continue to heal those in her family, her mother, and all of those who need to be healed, God. Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing in her family, for mending her family, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for using her for your glory and, Father God, even keeping her heart pure so that the anointing can continue to flow. So, Lord, we lift up this woman of God to you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. And all others who are in need of prayer that can grab this prayer for themselves, we lift them up to you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor, you're back on. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. The power of forgiveness is a powerful thing. You know, the promises in Mark, the 11th chapter, where he said, whatsoever we say shall be given to us. But he goes on to tell us, but you got to forgive. While you're praying, you got to have a clean heart, and that's what God will minister to. But it is a time to give before we go away from these airways. Pastor Rebecca, one of the points you talked about was that this is bigger than us. And it led me right to what the Bible says about tithing, that bring the tithe into the storehouse that there might be meat into my house. In other words, yes, we should be concerned about our livelihood, our household, pay our bills, and do the things for our necessary needs. But God challenged the people to allow his kingdom to advance. And that's going to be done through our money, through our dollars and through our dimes and our nickels and quarters and dimes. And I just thank God as you continue to sow into new creation, if God moves you today, not send your tithe to us, but allow a seed to be sent our way. We're doing a work for God, and it takes money to do ministry. So I just thank God that we have a local church in the city of Elizabeth that we're trying to do kingdom work, and we are doing kingdom work. But when you give, it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. But it's such a powerful thing because the Bible says where your money is, where your treasure is, there your heart is. And I know people of God who tune into us on a regular basis, they have a heart for people and they have a heart for ministry. So if you find it in your heart to send us a donation, an offering, $5, $10, $20, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, it would encourage us, write us a check, a money order, or there's a way even through the website that you can click on through PayPal and just send a seed offering our way. And I bless you and I thank you and I guarantee you that God will bless you because of it, because you will be sown into good soil and into good ground. And Pastor Beck, I just thank you for that word, reminding us that when we go through it, Romans 8, 28, all things work together for our good, comes to mind.
Yeah.
Because when you're going through something, all you see is the trouble that you're facing. Especially, you know, we can take it from the devil, but especially from those who we thought we can trust and who will be there. So I just thank God for that word today. And I thank God for those of you who would send us an offering to the ministry so that we can continue doing programming like this and also blessing the city that our church resides in. And Pastor Beck, I think that's all I have. We're going into the sixth month of this year. It's our first Sunday in June. So come out to New Creation Church if you would like. We're going to have Holy Communion. There's going to be a powerful word from the Lord. We're going to have great fellowship, and there's always love in that church. We try to really live and apply 1 Corinthians 13. Our church is built on love. So if you're anywhere in that area, come on over to New Creation, the Kingdom Church, and worship and praise God with us this Sunday as we go before God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. And we thank you. And we invite you to come anytime. Every Wednesday, we're here at 12 noon, blogtalkradio.com/power, unless we have a meeting or we'll be out of town. And then we have prayer on Tuesday night right here at the same place for the church. And anybody who wants to come, our address is New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. That's our local church. We're in the city of Elizabeth there for the past 6 years, and we invite you to come over anytime and worship God with us. This Saturday, I'll be over at Jesus Book and Gift Store in Greenbrook, New Jersey, from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock, signing copies of my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. So we invite you to come over. As far as the offerings, you can send them to the local church address at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206, or you could go to our website at nccmonline.org. And I want to take this time and thank those of you who have given through PayPal. So we thank God for those who are sowing into the ministry, and we just thank God for you and your partnering, being a partner with us in this ministry. I encourage you to have a local church, amen, to have a pastor. If you don't have a pastor and you're saved, just let me know if you're having a hard time finding a good church, and I will find a network. I will network and help you to find a church in your area where you can go and hold up the arm to that pastor in your area so you can effect kingdom change. So God bless you. It's 1 o'clock and our time is up, but God bless you, and we want to welcome you to come back again next week. We'll be here next week, so God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Faith. Yeah.